late afternoon, sometime after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason enters his apartment.
Hello?
It's me, Perry.
Well, what's up, Della? Oh, you changed your mind?
What?
About dinner?
Me? Change my mind about dinner? Oh, Mr. Mason, how you talk. No, Lieutenant Halverson called. He wants to speak to you. Has he phoned?
No. You say what he wants?
Only that he's made a discovery about Suzanne Barkley, Perry.
Well, didn't he say what it was?
No. Are you disappointed that he didn't dig up a lead to Gus instead?
Frankly, yes. I'd like to get my hands on Gus. He must be quite an operator.
Why do you say that? We hardly know a thing about it.
We know how Suzanne Barkley reacted to him.
Well?
We know a young, inexperienced girl has managed to disappear and remain disappeared in spite of police and her mother's efforts to find her because of Gus. Ah, well. So, meet me downstairs at 8, Della. I'll be waiting.
Waiting?
As usual. See you, Della.
As you know, Kate Beekman doesn't want Perry Mason to see where she works because Gordy Weber, her father's one-time enemy, manages the club. But if only Kate knew the truth, she'd thank her stars Mason is coming to look the place over. The nightclub Gordy manages is actually headquarters of JT's crime syndicate. Gordy is an important syndicate member, as is Gus Jansen, the man Perry Mason is trying to find, the man who wrecked Sue Barkley's life. In fact, at this very moment, as Gus Jansen watches the door to Tony Fasina's dressing room, flattens his long body against the wall as the door opens.
I'll see you later, Tony.
All right, Kate. Gus. Beekman just left. You almost bumped into her.
Yeah, I was watching. You tell her?
Oh, I didn't lay down too thick, but I let on I had heard some talk. That's a burned-up redhead, Gus.
Look, we don't want her to quit. We got to be careful, Tony. We want her to get mad enough to tell Gordy off, but not mad enough to quit. Now, where is she?
She went to get a coat. She's going to go home and change her clothes.
She'll have to walk past here, won't she?
Uh-huh. Why?
I'm going to catch up with her when she walks past.
If she tells Gordy off...
Keep your voice down. Let the door crack so I can see the hall.
If she tells Gordy off, maybe he'll fire her.
That's the last thing he'll do. The big boss has a use for Miss Beekman. And when the big boss learns Gordy can't get to first base, he'll ask me to cultivate Miss Beekman.
You sure we won't get Gordy in Dutch?
Oh, sure.
You better mean it, big boy.
Look, you want the guy back, don't you?
Yeah, but in one piece.
Oh, what kind of talk is that?
Look, I don't know what you and Gordy and your boss are up to, but I've been around.
Now, what does that mean?
I've been around.
So what?
So I know you guys are working a racket.
Look, Tony, think what you want, but I wouldn't say that right out loud. Not to me, not to Gordy, not to anybody.
Don't look at me like that. I only...
You only thought out loud. Make it the last time.
Well, sure, Gus.
Besides, what makes you think we've got a racket? You hear anything?
No.
See anything?
No. Gus, will you stop looking at me like that? Look, wait for outside, huh?
I like it here.
I don't like you here.
Why, Tony? Why?
You're mean, Gus. Gordy told me...
Yeah? What?
He told me you're mean. Real mean, but I didn't believe it until I saw your face change.
I can't help my face, baby.
Oh, yes, you can. You let me see what you really look like because you wanted me to see. You wanted to scare me. I want to call it off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's too late to back out.
Please.
You can't back out now, Tony. You'll help me handle this the easy way or I will get mean. And I can, Tony. I can. So if you make me handle your boyfriend the hard way... Wait. Listen, Tony, as soon as she comes past, I'm going to follow her to the parking lot. And I'm going to offer her a ride home. But I want Gordy to stop us.
What?
He's in the kitchen talking to the chef. As soon as I follow Kate, you beat it in there and let Gordy know you saw me talking to her in the parking lot. He'll come out and stop us.
And?
That's all.
What about Gordy?
Stop worrying.
Did you put in a good word for me with Kate?
Yes.
Huh?
I told you, the kind of a man a girl can trust to the end of the world.
Pipe down.
She said you seemed very nice.
I said pipe down.
Don't. Please don't. You're killing me. Please stop it, Gus.
Here she comes. She's walking past. Okay, I'm going after her. You tell Gordy so he'll stop us.
Oh, Miss Beekman.
Oh, hello, Mr. Danton.
May I open the door for you?
You may.
I'm going to ask you something first. May I ask you a personal question, Miss Beekman?
Very personal, Mr. Jansen?
Very, very personal.
All right. What?
Well, you work here in the nightclub, and I'm associated with the manager in business. And,
you mean we've something in common?
We're co-workers in a way.
So?
So, don't you think we should get on a first-name basis?
Do you?
Kate, I promise I won't get mad a bit if you call me Gus. What do you say?
All right, Gus.
Now I'll open the door.
It's getting warmer.
Yeah, maybe it'll snow.
Oh, I hope not. Not opening night.
No, it won't snow. Gordy's too lucky. Yeah, Gordy's a very lucky guy.
Is he?
Say, Kate, speaking of Gordy, which way are you going?
Oh, to the bus stop on the corner. What about Mr. Weber?
Well, maybe you won't like it because I stuck my nose in. But I happened to hear a couple of the waiters talking, and when one of them mentioned Gordy's red-haired girlfriend, well, I set him straight. I shouldn't have done it without asking you, but... Well, you know the talk going around about you and Gordy?
Yes.
Well, it burned me up when I heard it. Now, I know it isn't true. Are you mad at me, Kate?
Oh, certainly not. You did what any gentleman would do.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Gus.
Don't let it get you down, Kate.
Oh, I guess you're right. Well, I gotta catch my bus.
I've got my car.
Oh.
Say, why don't you ride with me?
Oh, why, I...
Come on, I'm going your way.
How do you know?
Oh, I know because I've got a brand new car. And I'll go almost anywhere to show it off. It's right here in the parking lot.
Oh, is that yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's one of those foreign cars.
The motor and chassis from Italy, and the body's a custom job.
Mm.
How you like it?
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's so low to the ground. I can look over the top.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, let me show you something. Hey, wait till I open the hood.
You want me to look at the motor? I don't know anything about motors.
Oh, just take a look. See?
Very pretty.
Pretty? Well, if you say so. Hey, wait a minute. Let me show you this.
I'd love to see, Gus, but I have to get home and change my clothes and get back.
Oh, just take time to look in the luggage compartment.
I have to go home, Gus.
Okay, Kate. And hop in.
Thanks. Aren't we going?
Well, I have to warm up the motor first.
Oh.
Oh, of all the luck.
What's the matter?
It's Gordy. He's coming out to the car.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry as I can be, Katie. There's no help for it. I'll have to see what he wants. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You couldn't help it.
I'm glad you're not mad at me. I wonder what he wants.
Well, it's too bad Kate can't see the evil thoughts behind Gus Jansen's handsome, smiling face. Because now, at this very moment, Kate is in danger. You know, there'll be exciting developments and fast action in the immediate future. So, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?